CRA Senate committee meeting is about 1 minute after 9. Senators present, Senator Adams, Senator Phillips, and Senator Halper will be coming here shortly, I hope. On the calendar today, we have Senate Bill 15 relating to the Village PSOF program. And do we have any witnesses to sign in schedule?
It's no one signed up. Dean Grinnelli will go over this.
Change. All right. So, Dean, you want to step forward? State your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dean Grinnelli with the criminal division of the Department of Law. At the request of Commissioner Burton, I reviewed some proposed language that ultimately found its way into Senate Bill 15, and he and I discussed some changes that we thought would be appropriate to more accurately have the statute reflect the program as it exists today. And I think that Commissioner Burton, after discussing this with Senator Adams' office, I think there is some agreement that that this is an appropriate language to codify the existing Village Public Safety Officer program. I think that I didn't hear any dissenting testimony at the last hearing. I think it's something that's appropriate. The Sentencing Commission also recommended that the program be continued. As for the specific changes that are reflected here, I think one major change is that the current CS, the one that's dated 2193, the current CS restricts the grants that can be made to regional nonprofit corporations, and that was a suggestion made by a number of the regional nonprofits who thought it was more appropriate that they be the funding mechanism on a regional basis rather than the Department of Public Safety dealing with villages on a village by village basis. It makes sense in terms of efficiency. It also makes sense in terms of more uniformity in services throughout regions. And I think for those reasons, that's appropriate reason to make that change. And so therefore, it reads that Department of Public Safety can assist local governments and villages through regional nonprofit corporations. And then B goes on to say that the department can provide grants to those regional nonprofit corporations. A question arose this morning, and that's one I hadn't given any thought to yet, whether the phrase regional nonprofit corporations is sufficiently understood to limit it to native corporations, or whether some other corporation could form itself as a nonprofit group and come under this provision. And I leave that for the committee's consideration, whether there ought to be some additional language to clarify that. Certainly, as it stands now, this accurately reflects what the current program does. It would allow the commissioner to provide regulations for providing uniform services and uniform training standards for those programs.
Senator Dan?
No, I will go with the CS. It does the same goal as the original bill, and I think this complete language is supported by Department of Law, Department of Public Safety, and the contractors, so I have no objections.
Okay, but I just have one question over you, and that is the regional nonprofit organization, whether it should have a definition section in there or not.
Or whether it should be, should read native regional nonprofit, something along those lines.
I would just like to limit it to, if possibly, just regional nonprofit, and definition section is fine with me, Mr. Chairman, if that's the desire of the chair.
That'll be fine with me, Mr. Adams. That means we have to probably, if you want to do a conceptual thing, and then we could pass it out, but not have a complete committee report until Thursday. That's sort of, you're responsible to the bill. So.
No, why don't you hold it till Thursday so we have a chance to look at a good definition?
So, one, we're going to put for the so we understand. Put the word native. Why don't you restate it again here?
Well, the thought is the nonprofit corporations that are. My thought would be the nonprofit corporations that are affiliated with the main corporations that are formed under the Settlement Act. But whether that requires a long phrase or whether it can be done with just the word Native, I'd like to check with some other people on that. This is an issue that just.
And then you want a definition section for the regional nonprofit corporations.
Well, either a definition or maybe just one word before that. If it's enough to say Native regional nonprofit corporations, that would be
simple. So conceptually,
organized under number, which is the number out of the Claims Act, which defines the regional corporation.
That's the language.
Okay.
I would get that.
Mr. Burton? I think one thing you might agree with the authority of the quality of regulations, that those definitions are spelled out in the Ministry of Code Regulations, to really narrowly define it, because nonprofit corporation could be the outside one in Seattle to pop up and want a contract for this. This is something you don't want to have unless we want the people on the scene to do it.
Okay, well, I'm going to actually, Mr. Burton, I'm going to yield to Senator Adams and his judgment on, after all, this is his bill and obviously affects his constituents a lot more. So I'll yield to him, and you just want a conceptual amendment
for a
definition and add the word Native or whatever the Native land claims number is, and then we'll have a CS ready for you first thing Thursday morning.
That'll be fine.
Anything else before this committee? Anybody else to testify?
Thank you.
We're finished 10 after 9.